Funding that the LOA received during the pandemic is coming to an end September 30th. Ron Boyd, LOA president and CEO, says the pandemic funds allowed them to serve more seniors in need. He adds the fact that the funds are ending did not come as a surprise.
We had went up to 575 that we were serving at the height of the ARPA funding, and now we're down to 500, and we're hoping we don't have to go any lower. We did that through attrition so we wouldn't have to cut services to anyone. But now with that, where we had alleviated during COVID pretty much the waiting list, we've already got 40-some on the waiting list.
Boyd says statistically our region is older than the state and national average, and that as the population ages, more people will need assistance.
The statistics nationally are 12,000 Americans turn 60 every day. You know, our projections locally are by the early 2030s, we're going to be 1 in 3 over 65.
According to Boyd, it does not look like federal funding will increase. He says he hopes our representatives are taking note of the statistics because as the population ages, more funding will be needed to care for seniors. Denise Allen Membreño, WFIR News.